If you could bring three items into jail with you, what would they be?
Shiv, a knife, a
file.
Bring a shovel, a knife, and no, in reality, I would bring
a cake.
Well, so cake. I'm trying to tool this off of breaking out. So I would bring a sports car.
Good one.
Not cherry red though.
No.
Because they're gonna spot me a mile away.
Yeah.
Maybe just more like a cool blue, like a navy blue.
Like a cop car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Iridescent. So like when you leave and the sun hits it, it looks green, and then when you get out of the sun, it looks like
actually no, I'm gonna bring a helicopter. That's better than a car.
Okay.
So I'm gonna bring a helicopter. I'm gonna bring so I get to bring this into the jail cell with me. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna bring a briefcase full of $1 million so that I can, you know, bribe the friendship of all the people so they don't shiv me and shank me.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna bring an iPad as well.
That's a good option.
So helicopter, $1 million. And you're like, oh, what does money do for you in there, dude?
Does a lot.
Does a lot.
Mm-hmm. Does a lot.
Actually, you know what? Money doesn't. I would bring 1 million cartons of cigarettes and then just give them out for free.
Yeah.
That probably goes even farther, honestly.
That's a better idea.
Bribe
guards. You can bribe inmates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Marbreds.
Hmm. Does that have to stay in? Does that have to, you have to be able to bring it into the cell?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Well, you could break down a helicopter and yeah.
They make helicopters pretty small these days.
Well, yeah. I didn't say it was a full size helicopter. Right. I was thinking a toy,
like a remote control car,
like an RC one.
So you could communicate with the
other helicopters.
Outside. Yeah. I'd probably bring like 6 pairs of tube socks with a bunch of D cell batteries for weaponry.
But you can get that in the prison. Like that's stuff you would do in the prison.
But I mean, once I get in, I'm already 6 pairs of tube socks ahead of these guys. And D cell batteries are not cheap. They're probably more expensive on the inside than they are on the outside.
Everything's more expensive on the inside.
Yeah. So I'd bring that. I mean, I'd probably bring a 9mm just to like, no ammo, but no ammo. So I can just flash it in my waistband and then just, you know, intimidation at its finest.
So. Why are you bringing the socks with the batteries if you have a gun?
Well, because you got to go hand to hand before you bring out the big boy, you know? You got to go, if you can handle things in hand to hand combat.
You get the shit beat out of you, then you just flash the gun.
Correct. Correct. And then they're not going to fuck with you again. So then
you take your gun.
They're going to take my gun.
If they're beating the shit out of you.
Yeah. If you've got the shit beat out of you, they're just going to steal your gun.
Well, like getting the shit beat out of me, I'd flash it right there, you know? And then, okay, I got one more.
I don't think you do. I think that's 3.
Just deep battery socks.
Man, that's 2 of them. Damn it. Well, it's kind of like ammo and a gun. Like, is that 2 or is that 1?
Are you bundling them?
I can bundle.
You know me. I'm all for bundling.
Sure. I'll go with the bundle route.
Yeah. You got a 6-pack of socks, so.
Yeah. And then I'd probably bring... I don't know.
A 6-pack of socks is actually 12 socks.
It's actually 12 socks. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
And you can get huge packs of D cells. And then I'd probably bring like a case of Celsius just to stay sharp. Because if I'm not sharp, how, you know, everything else.
If I can bundle, dude, I'm bringing cigarettes. I'm bringing anything I can barter with. You know, I'm just going to bundle that into one.
Sure.
Bartering material.
Yeah, if you wanted to bundle, yeah, you could do like rolling papers and tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So what are you bringing, Jared?
A cake, a spoon, and a Rita Hayworth poster. That's what I'm bringing.
Who is Rita Hayworth?
It's a Shawshank Redemption joke.
Oh.
Because that's how he breaks. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
That's how he breaks out.
I have. It's been so. That's an FX movie. I've probably watched 15, 20 minutes.
It's always on cable.
Yeah, I have never seen the full thing.
Yeah,
same with Green Mile.
It does kind of ruin Prison Break, the show, after you watch, if you think about them in comparison, because essentially Prison Break just stole the plot of Shawshank Redemption of the Breakout.
Oh, okay. I've never seen it, but
Prison Break?
Yeah.
If you've seen Shawshank Redemption, you got it.
Okay. And I suppose Escape from Alcatraz is probably the same thing.
It's like a really smart guy devises a plan on how to break out of the prison, breaks out of the prison through a hole in the wall. And goes through the piping.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like it's quite almost exactly what prison, because you've seen Prison Break.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And that's what the
okay. I don't need to see Shawshank then.
No, but what I'm saying, what I just said is you thought I was describing Prison Break.
Yeah,
well, I was describing Shawshank.
Okay,
Redemption.
Okay.
And that's Escape from Alcatraz.
One to one then.
Clint Eastwood's like that too.
Yeah, it's like apparently in order to break out of prison, you just have to be a really smart guy who cuts holes in walls.
And find the piping.
Yeah, yep. You just got to find the piping, tattoo it on your body. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Let's do Bill Rye, the sandwich guy.
Tyler, what would you bring? Probably Irish coffee, a grill, and whatever that one last week was.
Yeah, Greg Marcus. Yeah.
And a binky,
yeah.
That was pretty good, Tyler. You changed, man.
Bill Rye, the sandwich guy, FMK, spring allergies, wintertime cold, heat stroke.
Well,
heat stroke. I mean, Jesus Christ!
I don't get heat stroke or allergies. So how can I even participate in this one? I mean, I think I'm going to kill heat stroke. I think sure. That's like,
because heat stroke will kill you if you don't kill it.
Yeah. So that's for sure. You don't want to.
Corey Stringer, RIP.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In peace. In peace.
In peace.
He's rest in peace, not yeah. Rest in piss.
Correct.
I think I'll absolutely marry winter cold.
For sure. You got to marry winter
cold. No. Cold. Oh, like getting a cold.
What's the time cold? Yeah.
So I'm just gonna fuck that, and then I'll take allergies.
Really?
I don't know. I've never had allergies. Okay. I imagine it's not as bad as having a cold.
Let me explain. I'm gonna marry the wintertime cold, and I was gonna kill heat stroke. I'll fuck the allergies, summertime allergies, because the wintertime cold. You go outside, like the coldness and cold weather is like better for your cold or like a cold shower than the heat is. The heat just like intensifies everything in there, which is why allergy, like getting a stuffy nose and like itchy eyes, is worse in the summer than it would be in the winter.
But does it like allergies like fatigue you and make you cough? And
if you take an antihistamine,
like I don't really, yeah, I don't, because I always get. Like stuffed up and itchy eyes during planting and harvesting.
No, I understand how allergies work, but in terms of the severity of the symptoms, I feel like colds are way worse than allergy symptoms.
They are, for the most part.
I must just not have had a good cold yet then.
You haven't had a good one yet.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't get colds that much. You're a pretty healthy guy.
Pretty healthy guy.
But if you take an allergy pill, like you can cure your allergies pretty easily. A cold is not that case.
Yeah, you take some fucking Claritin D.
But it makes you tired and loopy.
Yeah, I usually do non-drowsy. I do like to take a good allergy medicine, clear that shit up.
Oh, yeah.
Or some...
Party a little bit.
Some what do they call that stuff you zip in your nose?
Claritin?
No, it's the addictive stuff.
Afrin?
Afrin, yeah. Mm. I don't take that anymore. Bad news. Addictive personality can't take Afrin. So I got to take the non-addictive, whatever that is. Neti pot.
You got to go to Afrin's Anonymous.
Yeah. People do get addicted to it, though. It's kind of a wild thing.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
So I take
Nate Bargatze has a bit about his dad being addicted to Afrin for 45 years. Jesus. He should have had the bit that he goes to AA, Afrin's Anonymous.
Yeah, yeah.
Seems like it would have been a great.
I'll call him.
Yeah,
I'll let him know that we could have made his bit way better. Guys, that was a fun little snippet from our Patreon episode last week. You can find all of our Patreon episodes at patreon.com/YouBetcha Radio.